You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. All right, let's get to the phones. We had a couple of people drop off, by the way, at 303-691-1649. If you want to get through, now's a good time. 691-1649. But of the people who are holding, Matt was the first one to get through. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Hey,
what are you doing today, sir?
I have a day off, so right now I just dropped off my son at school and picked up some breakfast burritos and now waiting in the Starbucks line.
Look at you. It's a nice little morning. You can go home and crash in your beanbag chair.
Yeah.
Right on.
We don't have a beanbag chair, but...
You sound sleepy, Matt.
I think he was mostly kidding, Matt.
I was just joking, buddy.
What's your go-to breakfast burrito?
Bacon, egg, and cheese with green chili.
Can't complain about that.
Yeah, but I'm wanting to know the location. Like, where are you getting that?
No, from Bonfire in Golden.
Jeremy, do you know that one?
Not familiar.
Mm-mm. All right.
They're really good.
Matt's doing like we were talking about on the show the other day, going to one fast food place for one item and then going to another for something else.
What's your Starbucks order?
It's not for me, actually. It's for my wife and my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Matt, let's play a rattle off, all right?
I'm content with the burrito.
All right. All right, yeah. You just take your burrito.
Live your life, Matt.
All right, I'm going to give you a food item as well for rattle off. Are you ready, Mr. Matt?
Yep.
Jeremy came up with a good one here. Five of the marshmallow shapes in Lucky Charms. Give us five of those shapes that you get in Lucky Charms. Ready? And go.
Rainbow, shooting star, clover, golden pots, and golden coins. Leprechaun.
I'm looking. I don't see.
I'm gonna have to rely on
pots,
Jeremy.
And I don't see any golden coins, and I don't see any leprechauns.
Now the leprechaun is the little spokesperson, right?
Yeah, there's clovers in there.
Hmm.
I don't think you got it, buddy.
What's the list say?
Hearts, stars, horseshoes, clovers, blue moons, unicorns, rainbows, red balloons. That's my current 2021 list of the Lucky Charms bringing back its marshmallows only bag of cereal.
Dang. Matt, it was a good try, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Matt.
Have a great day. Appreciate you being on the show. Let's talk to Laura. Hi, Laura. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad you called. What are you up to today?
I am working.
Well, you got to tell us what you do.
I work for U.S. Foods.
U.S. Foods. Doing what?
Yes. What? I'm a manager, a territory manager, so I get to go into restaurants and hotels and sell food.
Well, fancy you.
Hmm. What food are you generally pitching? Like, what's one of your products that sells the best?
Our beef.
Beef. Yes. Yeah. Right on. You're my people.
So do you get to take any beef home with you? No answer?
What? What did you say? Oh. I'm sorry.
I said, do you get to take any of the beef home with you?
Sometimes I do. Yes.
All
I
right.
Can. I can purchase it. It's amazing.
Shove it all in your pockets and take it home.
Yeah.
We have done.
You got to know your product, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We've done segments before where we ask people, you know, what's the perk of your job? And that would be one of yours is you get to take home food. So.
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Who doesn't love, you know, some samples?
Yeah.
We all love it. Let's play some rattle off. Are you ready for us, Laura?
Let's do it.
All right. 10 seconds. See if you, and don't overthink this one. Have some fun with it. 10 seconds. We need five reasons, Laura, that you might be late for work. Can you please give us, and let your mind run wild, five reasons you might be late for work. Ready and go.
Kids, alarm not going off, water cold in the shower, clothes not clean or dry in the dryer, and laziness.
Right.
Was the laziness before the buzzer? Right at the buzzer?
I think it was like, I think the buzzer hit, but oh no. Josh? Oh, he's giving me one of these signs with his hand.
Right at the buzzer.
And it was laziness?
Laziness.
Just laziness.
But that would absolutely be a reason.
Sure,
to me,
it would.
It's not a question of whether that fits, because there are lazy people who are late for work all the time. It's whether she beat the buzzer.
I'm going to say she did.
I think you were saying, and then the buzzer hit.
Bam.
And we've always said that it's like basketball. If the shot leaves the player's hand and the buzzer goes off before the ball drops through the net, as long as it left their hand, it still counts.
I think you might have got it, Meat Pockets. So should we give it to her?
I think it makes you a winner!
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Look at the beef seller. She's doing well.
I know.
Listen, if you will stand by, you're a pleasure to talk to. Hold on, and Josh will visit with you about that prize, okay?
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Jeremy, it's also like if the ball is snapped and the place kicker boots it, then
too
the
much
clock
sports.
Goes to 0-0.
Too much sports for me, you lost me.